carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe. And when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
And now, a star is born. On June 19th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Paula Abdul.
Is it a boy or a girl? Straight up now, tell me.
Congratulations. It's forever your girl.
Paula Abdul, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A federal judge hearing arguments today on the Trump administration's efforts to halt next week's release of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
The Justice Department claims the book contains classified information that could jeopardize national security. The publisher of Simon & Schuster said the attempt to block the nearly 600-page book would accomplish nothing because it has already been distributed ahead of Tuesday's planned release date.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. Officials in Kansas say anyone who enters the state from Alabama must self-quarantine for at least 2 weeks to reduce the possible spread of coronavirus.
That is, Alabama sees an increase in cases.
If we do not treat this threat seriously, more lives will be lost.
Kansas Governor Democrat Laura Kelly, Arizona, and Arkansas also on the quarantine list.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
5 o'clock today.
A mask, just wear one when you're grocery shopping. A mask, just wear one when you're going out. A mask, just wear one, get your own and don't share one. A mask, just wear one on your nose and mouth.
Oh my God, they said the coronavirus is...
When you're going out.
Like I said yesterday, Montgomery is number one in the country in STDs.
Wear a mask.
No, wear a rubber. Why isn't the mayor giving out free condoms? That's
got
what I want.
That right. Condoms and masks.
At 4:04.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
The cancel culture, which is just so wrong, but as long as that's the game everybody wants to play, it may be coming for a couple of our favorite liberal late-night TV hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel, who hasn't been funny in, I don't know, 10 years?
Ever.
The guy who got his start in TV, by the way, in case you don't remember the Man Show, watching girls jump up and down with their big boobs on trampolines.
That was how they ended the show. I remember
yeah.
I was so little, but I loved it. For some crazy reason.
I couldn't stand that.
U-S-S.
And Jimmy Fallon. Who did skits on or Kimmel was on the Man Show, Fallon on SNL. Both did blackface skits, and they're not relics from an earlier age like the governor of Virginia. Kimmel has announced he's taking a break from his late night show over the summer to spend more time with his family. He's been quarantined with him for 3 months, but he wants to spend more time with him.
And because it sucks when you watch that from his house. You know, nobody wants to see you in your house.
No.
I mean, yes, you look like crap. You're normal. You don't shave, blah, blah, blah.
So does Stephen Colbert. I thought it was bad before, but now.
Don't even mention his name. Tell him to take his $12 million a year salary and get his ear fixed.
Is there something wrong with his ear? Oh, I'm going to. All right. Now I got to see.
He's so important. He's so powerful. He couldn't even get his own sister elected to Congress in South Carolina. I think it was she was running in a few years ago. Somebody went on Twitter, a comedian, Nick Cannon, to wish everybody a happy Blackface History Month and called out the two Jimmys, Fallon and Kimmel, and Sarah Silverman, along with Gucci, Prada, and Moncler for using blackface. And he uploaded a collage of these comedians who are, of course, flaming liberals. But they didn't address it then. Now, all of a sudden, because they're going back, baby. They are going back on everybody. They're looking for one tweet, one Facebook post, anything they can use against you. And guess what, Jimmy? You're not immune. And neither are you, Jimmy. See what they're doing? But, you know, and it's funny. Fallon originally, when Trump was elected, did not want to do the hate Trump routines that dominate Colbert and Kimmel. He said, why would I want to lose half my audience?
Yeah.
Why do I want to write off 60 million viewers? But he gave in. They all give in.
You can be kind of neutral. That's what Johnny did.
But I just find it electrifying and ironic that two of the biggest con artists in TV politically are now suddenly facing heat from a monster they helped create. Ain't that a beautiful thing?
Good.
They're not funny.
No, they're not.
They earned it.
No, they. As I said, Kimmel hasn't been funny in a long time. You know, if you didn't get your panties in a wad over what they were doing on The Man Show, they had a good time.
Adam Nobody Carolla got killed. Was awesome.
Adam Carolla is a raging conservative.
Really?
Yeah.
He was great, man.
Those two couldn't have gone in more opposite directions, and maybe that's why they split up. I don't know.
He was great, man.
Carolla's very funny, but he stuck to his politics. So what does he got?
Awesome.
A podcast and a few other things. But he doesn't have a national TV audience like the other idiot does.
But he has, I heard him the other day, and he's been traveling a lot.
Carolla gets around. It's not like he's living in isolation because nobody wants him. I got a rant from him that I should play.
Cool.
Maybe at the end of the show if we have time today. Because he addresses this garbage liberalism of today. 9 minutes after 4 o'clock, Mr. Electric should be your go-to company when you need service, repair, or installation of something you purchased, like a new ceiling fan, anything that requires wiring. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. They'll give an upfront price on the work. And do it at a time that's convenient for you. Don't you like that? When service people say, you know, we call the cable folks, well, tomorrow between 3 and 6, can you narrow that down? No. With Mr. Electric, 2 o'clock, that's when your doorbell rings. And ironically enough, they put in my doorbell. It's the ring system.
It looks good.
And they did a great job. It works.
I mean, you hit the button and that goofy sound comes up and it's like, okay.
So when you need electrical work, call them 245-1566 or visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery. It's 410. We're going to talk to Jacqueline in a moment.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's face mask ordinance goes into effect today at 5 p.m. Groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing will be required to wear face masks in public. This order comes after the city council failed to pass a face mask ordinance at Tuesday night's council meeting. Montgomery City leaders are cracking down on businesses not following COVID-19 orders. Councilman Aronde Mitchell says several gas stations and clubs have been cited for not following the city's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and for holding large gatherings. And across the state, there have been more than 8,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 28,000 people in Alabama have tested positive. State health officials say at least 800 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Daddy! Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hey, Dad.
Who's my father?
I am your father.
I am your father.
Your father's right.
Lots of love to my dad for supporting me in all my wild days and all my wild ways. Hi, Dad. Thanks for all you do for us. Happy Father's Day.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Summer officially begins tomorrow afternoon, but we're certainly into that summertime pattern with some isolated evening storms that'll fade out later tonight. Low temperature 69. Tomorrow, how about a high of 94 on the first day of summer? And maybe hotter on Father's Day, up to about 96. Rain chances not quite zero, but, you know, 20% or less, a few isolated storms here and there, and better rain chances as we start the brand new week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is different.
This is a message from Uncle Ben's Rice. We are committed to the movement of improving rice relations. Whether it's white rice or brown rice or yellow rice, we will not tolerate racism. We recognize that a discussion of rice might make some feel salty, but no one rice is superior to other rices, even Uncle Ben's. That's why we are removing the Uncle Ben mascot and replacing him with Uncle Ben from Spider-Man.
With great rice comes great responsibility.
This has been a message from Uncle Ben's Rice. We also support the Defund the Couscous movement.
What's couscous?
Oh, I forgot that I'm more experienced than you are in
life.
Been exposed to these kinds of things.
It is a type of food.
I'm looking at Frau Kloblucher on TV. Now, she was the DA who couldn't bring herself to charge that Minnesota, the Minneapolis cop. She refused to press charge them when they had the chance. They could have gotten rid of that guy. And then Minneapolis never happens. George Floyd is still alive. But she didn't. So that really disqualified her from being a potential VP pick, even though she's not as whacked as some of the others. And now the pressure's on Joe, who probably doesn't even know he's running for president, to pick a woman of color to run as his vice president. And there's Stacey Abrams. You got to pick me, Joe. I'm really the governor of Georgia, even though I lost the election.
I'll win no matter what.
You know what? That would be even for the most ardent Trump hater. A one-term senator from Georgia who is as radical as it gets. I mean, can't we meet in the middle somewhere? That's kind of how they're selling Joe. But you know that Joe is going to be the front man for a few months for a complete radical takeover if we're dumb enough to give the Democrats Congress and the Senate and the White House like we did in 2008. That will be a very, very dismal. I mean, I honestly, as tough as things are now, with the revolution going on in this country, with the hard left, they've all come out of the closet now. You know, they're only interested in their opinion. So they, you know, now they're, I remember I mentioned earlier, the mayor of Tulsa is crapping his pants because now Antifa and the radical elements of BLM are all going to be there at that Trump rally. Never mind that President Trump has growing support from blacks because they don't want chaos. Many have been through all of this. And why are we doing this again? Why don't we address the real problem? That's the one thing nobody wants to talk about. Again, in all these cities run by Democrats with Democrat-appointed police chiefs and everything else, none of them want to talk about the slaughter that goes on in places like Chicago and Detroit and New Orleans with gangs and that whole respect culture. That is something nobody's found a way to fix in 60 years. I grew up in Chicago. I know the city very well. So when there are stories about, well, this past weekend, 60 were shot and 15 killed, those are war death totals. 15% of those get solved. So 85% of those murders go unpunished because the people that live in those areas are terrified. It's you just don't snitch.
Yeah, snitches get stitches.
Or worse.
Uh-huh.
So who's going to change that? Who among all these people that are celebrating Juneteenth, what about that type of slavery, that cultural slavery in the inner cities that's getting people killed and has been under, you can't complain, you can't blame that on Trump. When cities are run by Democrats, the results are belong to them too. And the results just aren't good. These cities are teetering on bankruptcy. They'll love Trump when they want to borrow or they want the federal government to bail out their sorry asses. And if Biden gets in and they get Congress, guess what? Every one of those loser states and cities that's so upside down financially, they'll come begging for their, you know, bailouts. So those of us here and elsewhere in states and cities that are run a little bit better, they're going to expect us to bail them out. Why should we? They made those political choices. You deal with it. Promising obscenely ridiculous pensions. I know how it works in Chicago, man. If I'm not mistaken, if you put in enough time as a teacher, you can get a pension of $100,000. Any retired teachers getting that here?
No.
Need to be. They need to be.
They need to be making better salaries while they're working, but they can't succeed as teachers if the schools are without discipline because everybody's afraid. The kids that want to learn are afraid. The people that want to teach the kids, they're afraid. They're threatened openly, and there's no recourse. None. So the inmates run the asylum, and we keep paying $200,000+ a year to a school board. What are they doing? What kind of reforms are in place? What are they doing to make things better? Isn't our school system being managed or overseen by the state or something?
But they have petitioned to have it released.
Based on what?
Their numbers are better. Things have improved with this new school board. They're not perfect by any means.
Let's go in and audit.
They have improved.
Let's go in and audit the school board and see where all the money's going. I mean, that story a few months ago.
Yeah.
How do teachers get access to public money at those levels?
Wow.
I can't get $5 in petty cash out of Blue Water. But teachers can rack up these amazing debt totals. I don't get it. Anyway, it's 421. Let's see how the roads are moving. Jerry Howell's in for Skipper today.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident. 65 northbound at Tyson Road. You'll run into this right before you get to the Hyundai plant. 65, 85 around Montgomery, up in the Prattville area, Millbrook. All that's doing good, along with Wetumpka Highway. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows them on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, right next to Waffle House. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Refer your friends to Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air and share $100. But hurry, offer ends June 30th. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time, and we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie, and we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angel's Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm canceling the roll call.
Oh, crap!
What?
Damn it!
No, I'm canceling the roll call because I think I've got something that deserves its place a little bit more today.
And crap!
Trust me on this one, would you? God, everybody's so reactionary, so thin-skinned. This is the great Paul Harvey.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than one half of 1% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won. But if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
So that was worth the time.
Yeah, that was good, man.
I'm just thinking. I think we should make a statement of support for our police. Who's got their back right now? Who's got their back? So maybe what we should do instead of whether you agree or disagree with the message, you're free to do that. It's still a free country. Unless Joe Biden gets elected, then watch out. Because big tech, you'll be allowed one opinion in America. Take my word for it. It's almost there now.
Yeah.
And that'll just seal the deal. Look at our Supreme Court with our pissant Chief Justice who just tears up the one executive order can't override another? Really? Somebody got to him. He is horrid. And if he wants to play politics, he should run for office and quit the Supreme Court. He's got no business being there. But why don't we go to the mayor's office and ask for permission to paint Blue Lives Matter somewhere prominent. Temporary, like the artwork that was done today, and make a statement like that. Would you be willing to go down? Do you think the mayor would support that wholeheartedly, Blue Lives Matter?
I would hope so.
Or some it doesn't have to be Blue Lives Matter, because then you're abrogating culture, and oh, I don't want to be accused of that. But something that makes a positive statement to our officers that says, hey, we appreciate what you do. Some of us have tried a little harder to understand the kind of bullshit you have to confront on a daily basis, whether it's somebody giving you a smart attitude from being pulled over for a traffic violation, or you're dealing with a gang of punks that has no respect for the law, a situation that, as Paul Harvey said, you must handle with diplomacy and kid gloves and make sure nobody gets hurt and yada, yada, yada. Who the hell would want that job? Or being a detective and nobody wants to talk? So how about it? Let's do let's go down and paint a giant badge.
That'd be nice.
On something. Maybe in memory of Officer Keith Houts, who unfortunately had pulled a guy over who was out on bail for murder. And didn't want to, I mean, eventually they caught him. don't know where he is. If he should have been executed. It just killed Houts in cold blood for a traffic stop. He had no chance.
Earl Big John, the guy from Hope Hollow. Sheriff.
Look, there's... We could honor all the fallen. Something. Because without them, we are... We are not a civilized society. There are parts of America that are there now. I offer you Seattle as an immediate example of that.
I'd hate to see what would happen if they weren't there. It'd be terrible.
They are there, but their idiot mayor is telling the people that own property, that have businesses in that area, that they just allowed them to take over. Oh, isn't that cute? It's a democracy. Not when you're running around with guns and terrorizing businesses and just taking them because you want to start your own country. Isn't that cute? Let's start our own country. That's something you do in kindergarten, and they're letting these 20-year-old pissants destroy because they won't let the police do their job. However, I was very surprised, happily so. They tried to set up another country in another city, Portland. And when they got to Portland, they were told,
no.
And the police were allowed to do their job there.
Good.
You know, this is insane. This is insane. And my belief is that most people, it scares them. They want law and order. And you got one party that's praising this kind of behavior and another that's not condoning it, not necessarily doing much about it, but these, again, Seattle has a Democratic governor who's a total asshole and a mayor who's a total dipshtick. So what are you going to do? You lose either way. Let's accommodate them. Let's appease. That's how Hitler came to power, folks. That's how the Bolsheviks took over Russia. And we're watching it happen in real time right here in America. Should be a little bit concerned about that.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, several things going on. A little fender bender, 85 southbound, just past the East Boulevard. I don't see a slowdown there just yet. 65 northbound, just above Cobbs Ford Road. We have a crash fire. Authorities are on the scene right now. Toyota factory production is gearing up again, and new Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. I'm Jerry Howell from Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, you're a great dad.
Yippee!
Come to Daddy.
Dad.
Dad.
Daddy!
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
You're Daddy's little girl.
I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you for being my father. Thank you, Dad, for being so awesome.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery City leaders are cracking down on businesses not following COVID-19 orders. Councilman Aronde Mitchell says several gas stations and clubs have been cited for not following the city's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and for holding large gatherings. Montgomery's face mask order goes into effect today at 5 p.m. Groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing will be required to wear masks in public. This order comes after the city council failed to pass a face mask ordinance at Tuesday night's city council meeting. And across the state, there have been more than 8,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 28,000 people in Alabama have tested positive. State health officials say at least 800 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Summer officially begins tomorrow afternoon, but we're certainly into that summertime pattern with some isolated evening storms that'll fade out later tonight. Low temperature 69. Tomorrow, how about a high of 94 on the first day of summer? And maybe hotter on Father's Day, up to about 96. Rain chances not quite zero, but, you know, 20% or less, a few isolated storms here and there, and better rain chances as we start the brand new week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sunday, it's time to treat them right. Get them some cologne or a brand new tie. Gonna show your daddy how you feel. He helped raise you up, you know the deal. Oh, your father walks around the house in his underwear, it's true. You can tell him that he's special with a hey dad.
Welcome back to News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. It's the Friday edition of Happy Hour. Seth Spotlow in the house, Rosie Brock, and we have two guests joining us now. We just spent some time talking about finding a way to honor our policemen who serve us and never get the appreciation. But how about our veterans, too? I saw a stat, I think it was just a couple of days ago, or we heard it on Fox News, over 20 veterans a day are taking their lives. Where is the outrage for that? Why should any veteran have to depend? You know, I'm so touched when I watch the Wounded Warriors and all the different things they do. But we should be doing that for them. We shouldn't have to raise money. They should be the first to get served. But we have great guys like Jimmy Matthews and John Ring who are here as part of Buddy Watch Walk. And Jimmy, I'll let you take the floor first and tell us about this. Give us a little background. He was probably hoping I wouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
How you doing?
Good, Jimmy. Good to have you with us.
Buddy Watch Walk is part of Buddy Watch Walk Incorporated, which John's a part of. Started in Midway, Georgia, off Fort Stewart in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And John was frustrated with the way veterans were treated in the criminal justice system. And also, he was reached by a female veteran who was going through some issues that John's raising awareness for. So John said he wanted to do more. He felt like he could do more by way raising awareness. So he wanted to walk across the country, which he always wanted to do. So that's what he did. He struck out on October the 1st and from Tybee Island, Georgia Pier. And he was going to walk to Santa Monica, California Pier. So I was being an advocate for PTSD and all the things John was raising awareness for myself. So I saw what he was doing on social media, and I reached out to him and told him I was inspired by what he was doing. And I wanted to, I wanted to try to organize a walk like that for my state. And then John said, hey, I haven't made it to Mississippi yet, so why don't you just join me when I get to Mississippi? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, fine. So I was going through my final days of retirement, and my last day of retirement was November the 14th, and then I joined John on November the 18th in Pearl, Mississippi. And I was only supposed to just walk through Mississippi. That was my plan. And like I said, what John was doing was personal to me, and I was inspired, so I decided to just go all the way, and he was part of an organization called Buddy Watch Walk, but he didn't have a buddy, so I decided to be his buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so cool. How many miles have you walked now?
2,462, completed on June 14th at the Santa Monica Pier.
Wow. And how many pairs of shoes does it take to? I'm just curious.
Well, I went through two pairs of Ultras after experimenting with two other pairs, but I think one of them got about 1,300 miles on it. And, you know, my visit into Montgomery actually was amazing for the entire journey. Stumbled into the American Legion State Headquarters here, mm-hmm. Met up with James Gillespie and.
James Gillespie.
Great guy. State Adjutant Greg Akers, and they really helped us get support throughout the entire country to help our cause, you know, to help veterans and just, you know, get us to the Santa Monica Pier. It was amazing to have that support.
You know, I've done a lot of research on PTSD, and I've seen and met a number of people that have gone through it. And after I studied it, I realized that my dad had it. My dad served in World War II on January 9th, 1945, was on a ship that got kamikaze attacked in the Lingayen Gulf, the USS Palmer. Ironically, a ship that Roosevelt had a ceremony on many years prior to that. And he watched 23 of his best buddies get blown off the bow of that ship by that attack. And as he got late in his life, he finally started talking about it. But my dad, you know, occasionally he would drink, and sometimes he would, but he wouldn't talk. And that's the first step to helping people get well. Can you tell us a little bit about your service backgrounds?
I still serve. I'm in the Georgia Army National Guard with the 48th Infantry Brigade.
Well, I just retired 25 years. I joined December in 1994.
I got to tell you.
Wow!
I got to tell you, you don't look old enough to have done.
Dude!
I thought you were 25 years old. That's amazing.
You look good, okay?
Hey,
walk across the country.
I'm sorry. I had to sell out there, but that's true.
He does.
He didn't look like this when he met up with me.
But yeah, I joined in 1994. 1996 was my first deployment. I deployed to Bosnia. I stayed there for 9 months. Saw some pretty gruesome things there.
Yeah, that was nasty.
It was
theater.
Pretty nasty. A lot of the villagers that was coming back into the villages were the Serbians left the landmines in place. So children and, you know, yeah, families were stepping on the landmines and then bringing, you know, coming to the military bases for help. So I'm like a 19-year-old kid seeing body parts missing and kids and stuff like that. So
do they help you cope with what you're seeing? They help you process that?
The military? No, I think while you're in, they really don't. They try unless you really, you know, beat the door down. But they try to stay away from it for whatever reasons. But, you know, you have your leadership that's inside that's really pushing to try to get you help. But far as them reaching out saying, hey, do you guys need help with this? I don't feel as if they did. So I had to really beat the door down to get some help.
For too long, you know, I think there was this John Wayne mentality. Well, you know, you're in the Army now, and that's part of being in the Army, so just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this has been something, heck, in studying Ulysses Grant and the Civil War, there were stories of PTSD with those guys that were heartbreaking. So it's not a new thing. It's just time that it's finally been out where people can understand. And what does the money you're raising help do? How can we help you?
It goes to build tiny homes for homeless veterans. That's what Jimmy was talking about. Buddy Watch Incorporated off of Fort Stewart, Midway, Georgia. Also, you know, we're not done here. We're going to keep going. We got other things that we're working on, plans. You know, I got to mention just me and Jimmy here right now, but we had two other veterans that were with us, Jason Hanner, U.S. Navy veteran, and U.S. Army veteran Eli Hawkins. They met up with us in different times. You know, I started on the pier and, you know, had these guys. We didn't know each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, had these guys meet up with me along the way and, you know, take time from their schedules and their lives to be a part of this for the cause. And so, you know, I just wanted to take a moment to mention that, you know, because those are my brothers.
Well, I'm watching your itinerary here. It's amazing.
When'd you get back? So you're done with it?
I am done. Yeah.
How long did it take you?
I started October 1st. We walked to Lordsburg, New Mexico, took a 53-day break because of the pandemic. And then we went back out there and picked up on, I think, May 12th. And then finished on June 14th.
Fellas, y'all are amazing. That's nuts, dude. It is.
That's a lot of miles.
Well, in shoes.
You've raised 13,000 towards a goal of 50. I would hope that we could help you out with that. This is so important. So I will make a donation.
Thank you, sir.
Before you guys are even on your way from the radio station, I'm just blown away by this. When you're walking across the country, I mean, you know, it's not Route 66. What were some of the more challenging parts of that walk for you guys?
California.
Yeah.
No, we, you know, I walked Highway 80 from Tybee Island all the way to Dallas. And then took Interstate 20, which, you know, technically you're not supposed to walk on the interstate. But we had DPS in Texas, very supportive, came out and walked with us. Had a little bit of New Mexico was fine, had a bunch of stops, and they, you know, asked us what we were doing, but supported the mission. Arizona started getting a little bit more challenging, but before we even got to California, you know, we had issues with Highway Patrol. But we had a state senator, Shannon Grove. She really stepped up, and she was the first veteran elected into the state house in California. So she really stepped up heavy, and she went out there and got us support.
I'm glad to see that we're seeing more veterans run for office. Career politicians who send people into battle, you know, who have no idea what it's like. We need more of that type of representation so that acts like what you guys are doing won't be necessary. They'll be taken care of. We won't have to worry about it. And these houses that are being built, give me the location again.
Midway, Georgia.
Are they also built to accommodate disabilities and things like that?
The founder, Joe Coleman, her son, battles issues, and we didn't know this right away, but Jimmy actually served with him while he was in the military. And but they, she wants to provide treatment on site to provide to the veteran. And because, I mean, one thing with the tiny home projects, when you look around the country, is, you know, it's good to have a place to live, but if you don't have the support right there to help you build and, you know, repair, you know, your life and find a job and have resources and medical treatment available, you know, you're just kind of, you're not fixing the entire problem. You're not.
Well, we're totally on your side. We'll do whatever we can to raise awareness and help you out. And I hope you guys will come back and visit us again sometime.
Oh, absolutely.
That door is always open, man.
Where are you walking shoe next?
We're going to write a book, and then we got a couple little things that we're working on, but we're going to keep helping veterans. And March 25th, 2022, we're walking from Normandy, France to Berlin, Germany.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. We got to get the profile boosted for you guys.
Well, that's going to be
Normandy to Berlin.
Now. It's going
to
be a documentary, so we're working on that. Yeah.
If I had better knees, I would I would make that walk too. I've always wanted to visit Normandy. To me, it's such a hallowed place. When I was just reading some of the. It's actually a video documentary on Smithsonian on the shooting of Saving Private Ryan. You know, the truth and fiction in that movie. There's always a little Hollywood and something. But one of the reasons it's recognized is it so accurately portrays the nightmare that those guys were walking into on Normandy Beach. In fact, on D-Day, we play Ronald Reagan's Point to Hawk speech every year that tells the tale of what those guys were doing, climbing cliffs and just watching their friends and comrades get killed right and left. That's an amazing project. We got to have you guys back. And when the book is out, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm starting that walk the day my great uncle was KIA in World War II. Wow. So, he made it to towards the end of the war and wounded three times, three Purple Hearts.
Wow. Yeah. Well, when the book, all of it, please stay in touch with us. Mr. Gillespie is a friend, and you can have him touch base with us. Just let us know what you're doing.
Sounds good.
And God bless you and good luck, man.
You as well.
I hope you soar past this $50,000 goal.
Thank you.
It's just such important work you're doing. Thank you for coming by. It's an honor to have both of you in the studio. I mean that from the heart.
Yeah, you guys are great, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm not worthy.
you want to speak to Joey?
Yes.
You're on.
All right.
With John and Jimmy.
John, Jimmy, I think it's a fantastic thing what you guys are doing and making the sacrifices that you are for our veterans. We've got a company in Prattville called Versatile Solutions. We'd like to donate $5,000 to the cause.
Wow.
Ooh, what?
Wow.
Wow.
Definitely appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you so much. $5,000.
Wow. Wow. I'm speechless.
I am. Wow. Speechless too. That's so great.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to speak to them off the air? We can set that up.
Sure, absolutely.
I can't. I'm so stunned. I don't even know what to say. Yeah. We were hoping to raise awareness.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's going to make a big difference, man. Big absolutely. Difference. Hang on. Don't go away. God, if I messed that up, I'd never forgive myself. We got Tom on the line. Tom, good afternoon.
Hey, Ms. Gregg. I would just like to ask a question that I've never been able to understand. When people are born in America, they're Americans, right? And the others, where they go back 100 years to see if their family was German, Irish, or whatever. But aren't you an American when you're born here?
I don't know what this has to do with what we're discussing, but I'm really regretting that I took your call.
That first one was worth it, though.
The first one was a great call. What in God's creation does that have to do with what we're trying to do here today? You flaming idiot.
I wish you would have been walking with us.
Hey, me more than anybody, because that would mean my legs were working the way they're supposed to. They've been through it a bit, but not the kind of things that you guys have had to face. Look, you got the information on that caller? $5,000 donation. Now I feel like a cheapskate. If I had it, I'd do it. Trust me on that. But we'll do what we can to help you raise more. Thank you again bringing this cause to the attention of our listeners today.
Oh, and you mentioning first responders when we got here. You know, we met a lot of first responders on this journey, firefighters, police. And, you know, we walk for them, too. You know, they deal with a lot of the same issues veterans do. A lot of them are veterans themselves. So,
I mean, and more than anything right now, because wars become political and popular and unpopular. And now we're watching our first responders get that same, you know, we got to have their back.
Right.
They have to. Yes, they're, you know, show me any group of anybody, especially talk show hosts, that's 100% good. There's no such thing. There's always going to be somebody that casts shade over it, and it's so unfair and it's so wrong, yet our media doesn't seem interested in differentiating right now, and that's unfortunate. But, we have to give them the same support and consideration. Guys are amazing. Proud to know you. And we will have you back. Promise me that.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Good. We'll be back.
Good.
After the walk across Europe.
Oh, we're back.
Jimmy Matthews and John Ring. And again, I'm posting this on Facebook shortly, Buddy Watch Walk. There's a GoFundMe page where you can make a donation, and we wish you all the luck in the world, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's hit the traffic dungeon.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident. 65 northbound at Haneville Road. This is going to be right before the Hyundai plant. Really slowing things down there. So if you got someone coming up from the south, they're going to be a little bit late. 6585, the interchange and Boulevard, busy but okay. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future, it's waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch. Watch filling in for Wendell J.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? James and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. James and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call James and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new...